Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Perek Vav, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So Mishnah Gimel transitions from the discussion of the Korban Pesach to the discussion of the Korban Chagiga. They would always have a Korban Chagiga together with the Korban Pesach. This is what we call Chagiga Sarba Asar. It was brought, not always, but it was brought only in certain circumstances that we're going to talk about now. It's different than a regular Chagiga, which is brought on the Shalosh Regalim. This is Dafka, a special Chagiga called Chagigas Arba Osar. So, Emasai, maybe Chagigi Imo, when do you bring a Korban Chagiga together with your Korban Pesach? Bizman Shubah B'chol. First criteria it needs is that it has to be that you're bringing Korban Pesach on a weekday. It can't be on Shabbos. Meaning, if Erev Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos, there is no Chagigas Arba Osar. B'tahara, it has to be that you bring the Korban Pesach when everyone is Tahar, not by people who are Tame. Sometimes we'll see that you can bring Korban Pesach even when people are Tamei, but you do not bring a Chagiga when people are Tamei. Ubimuat. And that's only, you only bring a Chagiga Sarbasar if the meat on the Korban Pesach is not enough meat to fill the bellies of all the people that are registered on that Korban Pesach. So really, you should try to get to a point of sova, of satiation, by eating the Korban Pesach. But if it's not going to be enough meat in the Korban Pesach, you have to make sure you eat at least a kazayis, that every person gets at least a kazayis of the Korban Pesach, because achila is always defined as a kazayis. But if you don't have much more than a kazayis for each person, not enough to fill them up, then you need to bring a Korban Chagiga with it. So the Mishnah tells us, and when do you not bring a Korban Chagiga? Ubzman shuba b'Shabbos, if the Korban Pesach is being brought on Shabbos, meaning Erev Pesach Chal b'Shabbos, or b'Meru, or there's enough meat on the Korban Pesach to fill up everybody who's in the group, because by Korban Pesach you need to be menuyin al karban, you need to be pre-registered on the karban. So if there's enough meat on the Korban Pesach to fill the stomachs of all the people who are registered on the Korban Pesach, uvituma, or if the Korban Pesach is being brought bituma, which is something that you can do if you have most of the Kohanim became Tamei from a dead body, so the Korban Pesach is able to be brought Betuma, but there is no such special exception to bring a Korban Chagiga Betuma. Most Korbanos can't be brought Betuma, so Korban Chagiga cannot be brought Betuma. So then, Ein Mevin Imo Chagiga. In any of those three circumstances, you do not bring Korban Chagiga along with the Korban Pesach. So all of those things are not true of a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is brought even when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Korban Pesach is brought Betuma. Korban Pesach is brought whether it's going to be a lot of meat for each person or a little bit of meat for each person. But by Korban Chagiga, you need to have all three of the criteria. So now the Mishnah tells us a little more about the Chagiga. Chagiga is ba'a min atzon, min abakar, min hakvasim, u'min ha'izim. You could bring a Korban Chagiga from tzon, from bakar, meaning small livestock, cattle, which is large livestock, sheep and goats, min azuchar, min akevos. So it could be male animals or female animals. V'nechelos l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. And similar to Korban Shlamim, it could be eaten for 2 days and one night. Meaning if you bring it on Erev Pesach, which is when it's supposed to be brought, that's the 14th day of Nisan, so you could eat it the 14th day of Nisan, the night of the 15th, and the next day, the 15th day of Nisan. So today we learned two Mishnayos, Perek Vav Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Mishnah Gimel taught us that you only bring a Korban Chagigas Arba'a Asar if you have three criteria that are met, that it's a weekday, it's not Shabbos, that it's the Korban Pesach is being brought to Tahara, and that the Korban Pesach does not have sufficient meat to satisfy all the people. And Mishnah Dalet taught us that the animal that you use for a Korban Chagiga could be tzon or bakar, kvasim, izim, male, female, and it gets eaten. The time frame within which you have to eat it is 2 days and one night. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey.